I used to pitch camp in any old car, but that calculation was sadly unwise. For the cars at the ends were, I'm sad to say, men's, and in two, well, I couldn't tell gals from the guys. How was I to find Mrs. Kim when I couldn't tell her from him? But in the third car, seventh row, left side benches, aisle seat, the babes are arresting, the body's sublime, their figures are rounded, their numbers are prime. And in the third car, seventh row, I've been keeping abreast. Each day I'm near 'em supports my theorem, the gals in the third are best. But my plan was half-cocked, for I'd plop down to roost in the first empty bench that these cockeyes would see. Chicks would board by the score, plucking seats by a door. But would they pluck door number 1, 2, or 3? Attending each face was a feat. I'd need eyes in the back of old Pete. But in the third car, seventh row, left side benches, aisle seat, the view is arresting, the angle sublime. I can give them the eyeball, 2 balls at a time. 'Cause in the third car, seventh row, I survey end to end. The view is piquant, where tangent, secant, and cosine are your best friend.
Good morning, Professor Kim.
Mr. Kim, come over here.
Right here, Dr. Kim.
Yoo-hoo, Peter.
Over here, Peter.
Buenos dias, Professor.
'Cause in the third car, seventh row, I've a front row seat at the show. It's a choice location for my vocation, a geometric wonder, Pythagorean plunder. In the third car, left bench, aisle seat, seventh row.